Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Chip Brown is all over Texas. Chip, that's life of college football coach, right? Coming off the best season he's had in a while, best season Texas has had in a while, and all we want to talk about, what gets him on the hot seat?
Yeah, welcome to the SEC, Chip.
What gets him on the hot seat? Well, I'll tell you what. He's not made many missteps. It looks like he's loaded up in recruiting again after watching this orange-white spring game on Saturday. So we'll see how he holds up to the heat of the SEC.
You have seen the next great quarterback for Texas, that hype come through, and it just kind of fizzles out. And help me out with some of those names. Who was the kid that transferred to Ole Miss? It was supposed to be Javon Sneed.
Yeah, Jevon Sneed.
Jevon Sneed, Garrett Gilbert. I mean, you've seen a lot of these guys come through, and they haven't been Vince Young. Quinn Ewers, we talked about this on your show last week. I think when he's good, he's really, really good. But the story coming out of the spring game was obviously what you've got with Manning. And Arch Manning starts 10 for 10. You've seen a lot of these quarterbacks. From what you've heard, from what you've seen, do you think next year he could be even better than Quinn Ewers?
Well, I mean, as far as the hype and everything, it's Quinn Ewers' show in 2024, but you wanted to see the progress of Arch Manning, because when last we saw him, he was running out of the back of the pocket and, you know, trying to escape using his legs. And Sarkisian said the biggest step forward he's made this spring was literally stepping up into the pocket. And we saw that in the spring game on Saturday. We even saw it from the early enrollee freshman, Trey Owens, who no one's talking about, but that guy threw for 3 touchdowns in this game as well. And Sark said, you know, I don't know who's putting the stars on the quarterbacks, but we trust our evaluation when it comes to the quarterback and Trey Owens. So look, if everything goes well, it's Quinn's show in 2024. It's Arch's show in 2025. If he's as good as we think, he's probably a one and done. And then it's, you know, Trey Owens' show or whoever after that. So this is the way that Alabama had it going, you know, when it was going from Tua to Mac to Bryce Young. You had guys who were in the system, knew the offense. When they got their chance, they shined and they moved on to the NFL.
Chip, I don't want to be the Baby Ruth in the punch bowl here. But yes, Arch's touchdown passes look great, but where was the freaking secondary? Who is he playing against? There was nobody right near those receivers.
They got an interception at the end on a Hail Mary.
Yeah, the secondary, I mean, they've got to get it together. And they didn't play the starters for very long. Malik Muhammad, number 5 at corner, is a star. He will be a name that you all will get to know in the SEC. But they've got to figure out the other corner. And then they've got to find the right combination at safety. And so that was a problem last year. They gave up a ton of yards, passing yards on first and second down. It was kind of mind-boggling, actually. They were good on third down. They were good in the red zone. But, man, they give up a lot of passing yards on first and second down, and they've got to get that figured out. Now, Sark says he's got a pass rush. They brought in Trey Moore from UTSA, who had 14 sacks a year ago. Was the AAC, American Athletic Conference, Defensive Player of the Year. We didn't even see him on Saturday. We didn't see much of the 5-star freshman, Colin Simmons, although he did have a sack. I guess Sark's trying to keep a few things, you know, under wraps until he gets to the fall.
Chip Brown is with us. You can follow Chip on Twitter and see him at 24/7 Sports at Chip Brown 247, horns247.com, Chip Brown 247 on Twitter. He's on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. I mean, if the Manning family had not been so clear about this, Texas fans and probably Texas coaches would be scared to death. The portal is still open, right? I mean, how many days we got
eight,
left?
8 more days.
8 more days. Coming off an outing like that, his value in the portal would be tremendous right now, Chip.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it. Look, there are Texas fans who are like, is he better? Is he better than Quinn? Is he better than Quinn?
Quarterback controversy in Austin. Quarterback controversy in Austin.
No, but that, again, Steve Sarkisian is a guy who is very confident in the way that he runs the quarterback room. And Arch Manning did not want to go somewhere where he was going to have to be the savior. So this is unfolding exactly as the Manning, Arch Manning family, thought it would, hoped it would. And look, Quinn Ewers has missed games each of the last 2 years. And you feel confident that if Quinn has to miss time, that Arch Manning can come in and keep things going.
Is it true that he gives all of his NIL dollars to charity?
He has given some. Now he got his playing card or whatever, that those trading cards, that thing auctioned for over $100,000. He gave that to charity. So yeah, he's a very benevolent young man.
That is impressive, yeah.
Other question I was going to ask you, Isaiah Bond, Alabama fans didn't want to see him go. At times, he looked like a clear potential number one guy. I know he dropped a touchdown pass early on, but is he going to be viewed with Texas losing their top five wide receivers as the go-to guy early on?
To me, this is the biggest sort of fun fact for Steve Sarkisian. I mean, first world problems. He's got a loaded wide receiver room. Ryan Wingo, the five-star freshman, put on a show on Saturday. DeAndre Moore is the guy who's probably had the best spring among the returnees. Isaiah Bond been really good, but he's not stood out head and shoulders above Ryan Wingo and DeAndre Moore. This competition will go on into fall camp, and you get Silas Bolden, the leading receiver at Oregon State last year, coming in June, who's kind of a pocket rocket, slot player, super tough. We'll go over the middle, smaller receiver, but I mean, this is, they're loaded at receiver. Aaron Butler, a kid who, was thinking of going to Alabama. He had an impressive catch in the spring game. It's that Sark doesn't typically, last year he played only really three receivers. He played Worthy, he played A.D. Mitchell, he played Jordan Whittington. Is he going to expand that rotation? Is it going to get to five? Could it get to six? That's not really his style. So I think it's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, if I put Isaiah Bond receiving yards over under 499.5 for the season, would you go over or under? I would take the under.
Would you?
Yes.
Wow. I'd probably take the over, but I'm starting to think that Ryan Wingo is going to be the A.D. Mitchell in this in the 2024 receiver group, and it's between Isaiah Bond and Jontae Cook to be the Xavier Worthy receiver this season.
Okay, Bond had 668 last year.
He did. He had 668 last year in a less crowded receiver room. SEC Media Days 2025. Loser of that bet buys the other a steak, okay? Or a good glass of wine, okay?
All right. Deal.
Deal. No, I'll take the under 499.5.
499.5. And if you think we're going to remember that, if he wins.
I'll write it down. Regular season. Regular season only, 12 games.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Chip Brown is with us, covers Texas and all things college football. Chip Brown 247 on Twitter. Texas fans are most excited about what game? I'm not making this multiple choice for you, Chip. I'm just setting the for the audience, setting the table. Texas is at Michigan. Their first SEC game is Mississippi State at Darrell K. Royal. Of course, they've got Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl. Georgia comes in the week after Oklahoma. They renew the Texas A&M game at Kyle Field. The Longhorn fans are most excited about which game?
I mean, this is why you go to the SEC. I mean, now, the Michigan game is going to be, they've never played at Michigan, so the Texas fans who are going to that game are out of their minds. Georgia coming to Austin, Georgia, who's probably the number one team in the country. That's got to be up there. They'll never admit that the A&M game is as important as it is after this 13-year separation that they've had, but that will be absolutely bonkers in College Station. If I have to rank it, I'd probably say Georgia.
Yeah.
Coming to Austin, then Michigan, then
you got to take
Oklahoma game is so good.
Yeah, you got
to
take.
You have to go to the Red River Shootout.
Oh, yeah, we talk about it every year.
Yeah.
We won't. Yeah. But you got to take that off. I mean, that's so important. You got to take that off your ranking.
What, the Red River?
Red River. It's a standalone. That's every year. So if you're ranking, you're saying Georgia, Michigan, and then the team you don't want to rank there, A&M, probably in that order.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's interesting because State is the first SEC game. I just wonder what that will. Will that matter? Will there be a lot of hoopla?
No, it'll matter.
Yeah.
It'll matter, especially if Texas is, preseason top five. I mean, the fans are, super excited about all the players that Sark's brought in. Now that defense needs to show that they can stop the run again without Tavondre Sweat and without Byron Murphy. Texas fans are on fire. They're not used to reloading. They're very much used to rebuilding.
We all assume that Texas has probably got the biggest NIL out there. It's hard to identify individuals per school. Like we heard FedEx gave Memphis $25 million. Who is the heavy hitters when it comes to Texas NIL?
You know, they've got a lot because they have like 9 billionaires who contribute to the program, and they're guys you wouldn't, necessarily, they don't jump right to the top of your mind, but Robert Rowland.
Nine billionaires.
Yeah. Yeah. Robert Rowland, who owns Omni Hotels and Gold's Gym, he's significant. But it's, they do an unbelievable job of tapping into their big money guys. Now, I don't know how long that will, sustain, because everyone says it's unsustainable, but for the short term and right now with the momentum of the program, guys are giving.
So the Omni Hotel owner is a Texas guy. Where are SEC Media Days this year?
I was going to say that, Brent. We're going to be at the Omni Hotel.
They're already running the league, Jim.
In Dallas.
We cannot allow this. They are already trying to run the league.
Yeah. That does seem like a conflict of interest.
I mean, they're already trying to run the SEC.
But I promise you, I will not go to a Gold's Gym ever again.
I love it.
Hey, so we're less than 81 hours away from the NFL draft. It's going to be in one of your favorite cities, Detroit. What is your connection with Detroit?
So I was born in Henry Ford Hospital in downtown Detroit. We lived in a suburb of Detroit till I was 5, and then we moved to Kalamazoo, Michigan. So the NFL team on our dial every Sunday was the Detroit Lions.
Ouch.
Mm. Yeah. On your Spotify, do you have any Eminem or Kid Rock? You see more Kid Rock than Eminem.
I do. He's seen Eminem in Austin, right?
Yeah, I did. I saw him at the ACL Music Festival here, which is another must. Put it on your bucket list every October. You look at Bobby Lane. I mean, I'm fascinated by the Bobby Lane curse. Bobby Lane, who played at Texas, won him a couple of world championships and then got traded to the Steelers. And they talked about the 50-year Bobby Lane curse. We're on year 64 of the Bobby Lane.
It went a little over.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is Chip Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Chip Brown 247, at Chip Brown 247, part of 24/7 Sports and Horns 247. Always fun talking with you, Chip. It feels like football when we talk with you, man.
Yeah.
I mean, football season never ends.
It never does. Hey, we love it.
And by the way, now that you're in the SEC, don't come in here and start telling us about music festivals that happen in October. There's nothing happens in October except football in this conference.
I know. Only in Austin. I mean, the Texas-Georgia game is happening the same weekend as F1.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
You're going to have, between 300 and 400,000 people in for F1. Georgia fans are irate. They can't get hotel rooms anywhere near the city of Austin. I don't know what they did to to help the Georgia team hotel situation. But yeah, that's craziness. And normally they do F1 a weekend that's an away game. Wow, F1 weekend, the same weekend as Bulldog Nation coming to Austin. It's going to be chaos.
Boy, that is one heck of a Venn diagram crossover, the F1 fan and the Georgia football
fan.
It's
like a riptide in the Gulf.
I mean, that is going to be a weird combo right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I did not know that, Chip. That sucks. So Georgia fans, just they're blocked out. I mean, San Antonio, is that the option?
Check the Georgia message boards. Yeah, you can go south to New Braunfels, San Marcos, or you can go north toward Waco. You don't need to get that far north, but I'd say go south.
Well, how far is Waco?
Waco's an hour and a half.
Okay.
Mm. That's an expensive Uber.
Yeah, it is. Man, that sucks for Georgia fans, though. First time to Austin, you don't get to stay in Austin. I mean, you'd want to stay in Austin.
You're going to have to Airbnb it.
Is the F1 on Sunday?
F1 is, you know, it's all 3 days. You got practice, then you got qualifying, then you got the race.
Yeah.
But the race is on Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a heck of a double, though.
When is South by Southwest?
South by Southwest is in March.
March, okay, good.
And then you've got the ACL Music Festival, which is September, also right?
October.
In October. You guys got to clear up October.
Yeah, it's way too busy in October.
You're going to be in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you guys get married in September and October, too, don't you?
No, there's no weddings in Austin.
Yeah.
Never.
All right.
Thank you, Chip. Have a great week.
All right, fellas. Anytime.
All right. Chip Brown with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline.